Listen, you know me, I know you. I love the hell out of you, but I can't let this behavior continue. You get it, don't you? It's simple. You stop doing this bullshit where you hurt yourself, where you're mean to yourself. No more harming the beautiful person I love. Oh, you don't get it, do you? Well, how about I spell it out for you then? If you hurt you, I'm gonna hurt me. You won't like it, would you? It's a figure of speech. Now, instead of being someone who gets down all the time, you could focus on me. We could both get wasted on life and have it fun. Instead of doing things that harm ourselves. Instead of just floating through space, not really knowing what we're doing, trying to hurt ourselves. Why not make it something fun? A little cheesy. Maybe I flirt with you until you stop. How are you gonna focus on hating yourself when I tell you you're so damn beautiful, huh? You're just gonna let that happen? You're gonna give up on it, are you? No, you're not that kind of person. You give up sometimes, but only when you're overwhelmed. I know it and I love it. I love you. Got a problem with that? No, didn't think so. You don't have a problem with that because you're used to it. You're so used to being the enemy of yourself. And let me tell you, that's not what you are. Not what you deserve to be. Now shut up and kiss me. Feeling better? I bet you are. You little shrimp. Now, when I say get out of my way, don't get in my way, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you bringing things down. You don't have to. Get that shit out of your life and move forward with me. You think I'm here just to be some kind of special? More than that. I'm not just the type that's satisfied with that. You already knew. I'm not satisfied easy. And I'll pick on you until you realize it, okay? Yeah, pipsqueak. You're too easy to pick on, huh? You're gonna make it so easy for me. Now, if you don't realize what I'm saying is straight facts, well, then I won't realize that what you're doing right now is indulgence into self-inflicted dumbassery. I'm not gonna call it anything else because I'm not the type of person to be patient with someone, and you knew that. You knew that from the start, and that's what you love about me. I'm a glorious asshole, and I'm not afraid to show it. You already know. I'm not gonna coddle you, but I'm gonna tell you the truth and how I feel. And if I feel like you're hurting yourself, you're hurting me too. Do you understand me? You better. One more mistake like that. And I might just have to make fun of you more. Oh, no, no, no. I'll shave your head in your sleep. And then what? What if I leave you with one strand of hair? One bang. That's all I leave you in. Would I do it? Yeah, of course I would. Am I? That's up to you. Don't make me torture you more than you torture you. Because I will. In a good way. Look, Pipsqueak. I'm not going to lie to you. You matter a lot to me. The only way you're going to matter to me, for real, is if you matter to yourself too. So if you want my love and you want to stick with me for the long haul, then stick with yourself. Learn to love you. Even half as much as I love you. Do you realize how much you mean to me? And this is coming from me. Me of all people. Tsukishima K. The man who everyone thinks is an asshole. And I am, to be fair. But I have feelings, just like everyone else. Yeah, I know. It makes me human, yay. But seriously, what you're trying to get at, what you're trying to do, what you want to do, it's fine. You're valid. Except for when you start bullshitting yourself and you end up acting like a fool by trying to hurt yourself. Don't do it, okay? love you too much to see you do that. I don't like to get sentimental, but with you, I can't stand it. If I can't even protect you, what good am I? I know it's not a good mentality, but it's real. If I can't protect you, I don't want to be me. I feel empty. I feel hateful. Yeah. You already guessed it. Guess you win a prize. If you haven't understood by now how much you mean to me, what's it gonna take to prove it, huh? What's it gonna take to make you realize it? That I'm more than just a happy joke. And that happy joke that I'm telling you isn't just a joke. It's what I want for you. I want you to be happy. Really happy. Really, really happy. But you wanna know what embarrasses me sometimes? It's when I'm trying so, so hard to get into my emotions, and then someone tells me, they tell me it's not good enough. They tell me my emotions aren't good enough, my feelings. I bet someone's told you that before. Hey, pipsqueak, get over here. You don't ever have to put up with that bullshit, okay? It's gonna be okay. I won't let them do anything. If they try it, I'll kick their ass. Got it? I'll take these glasses off and I'll beat them with them. Broken glass in the eye. They'll have to feel it firsthand. Put it right on their forehead and punch them as hard as I can. You think I wouldn't? Listen, the last thing you need right now is more people bringing negatives into your life. Fuck them and fuck the negatives. I know. I'm kind of pissed off about it. I realize I get heated when it comes to you. It's only because you matter so much to me. And if you can't understand that, you've got a lot to learn, you know. A hell of a lot to learn. I'm not gonna let you go. So, you gonna punch me or kiss me? Which one?
Both.
A strong kiss and a strong punch. Guess I deserved it, huh? Me being a sassy idiot. I'm not good at tackling my feelings. You should have known that by now. I'm trying to. I try so hard. But you seem to misunderstand me. Or it comes out wrong, or something else. What I want for you is happiness. The only way we get that is if you don't give up on yourself. I know it's easy to, isn't it? I do the same shit sometimes. It just comes at you. Life and passion and seeing others being happily ever after. And you just wonder when that's gonna happen for you too, right? Well, you could always get lost with me. This moment right here isn't going anywhere. And if you want someone to wallow in the shame of life, look no further. You beautiful biscuit. I don't care if you're King Henry VIII or this volleyball net right in front of us. As long as you're you, I accept you. And fuck the haters. Big fuck the haters. But you already knew that from the start. Now keep that chin up. Unless you feel like crying, then you cry with me. I'm not too much of a man to cry. Believe it or not, I'm just the right amount, I guess. Just the right amount to call you a pipsqueak. You know you love it. And you know you love me. Cute, damn little pipsqueak. Take what I said, and no more self-harm, you got me. I told you, you do it again, I'm doing it. And I'm not joking around. So you keep that in mind next time you think about it, if you want to see me like that, okay? I don't want to leave you with that, so think about me. Instead of thinking about negative shit, you could always just hug me and be done with it. And give me a kiss. And another 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 kiss. Getting sick of me yet? I hope not. I'm not done with you yet. Never will be. Never have been. There's only you and me. And a whole lot of kisses. Sure I'm not getting annoying? Too bad. You're stuck with me. Happy birthday to me, I guess. You're my early birthday present. I love you. 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 I love you, and too bad you can't take it back. Pipsqueak.